You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You in your bag right now. I want you to know that, Fig. You're in your bag right now. You're in the loop also right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Thirsty Thursday. The fellas of the drive will be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Washington, if memory serves.
So, Midtown.
Yeah, go see the fellas. Hang out with them. Get you some wings. Get you some Bud Light, because I know that they'll be out there in force and have a good time a week till Christmas. Some things that I do need to know right now. Texans getting ready for practice right this moment, and it seems like there are some updates that are worth noting.
Are they good?
These one, you tell me, actually. Mm-hmm. You be the arbiter. You, right. Listener, and you, John Lopez. Figgy, you can be an arbiter if you want to as well. Sheldon Rankins, back at practice.
Good.
Okay, very good. Kamari Lasseter, back at practice.
Good.
Good.
Aziz Alshaier, back at practice.
Very good.
Trent Brown, back at practice.
Very good.
According to Cody Stutes, no eyes on Woody Marks or Derek Stingley.
Well, not great, especially since it's Thursday, but...
I'm a little worried. I'm not worried about Woody Marks. I'm a little worried about Stingley a little bit, just because he left the game and didn't return.
Yeah,
and didn't practice all week.
I'm kind of the same with both of them, because Woody Marks has aggravated and then aggravated again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, that ankle. So
I believe that'd be a re-aggravation, sir.
Yeah, well, or aggravated again. Don't correct me on that. That's I was right. And so
yeah, but you could be more right.
You need to be more right than
that's
you
right.
are.
That's right.
But. You know, how long until he re-aggravates it a third time, you know, in a game?
You're running back.
Yeah, but.
Hey, they're going to throw him out there, man.
Well, no, they'll throw him out there, but I think both those would be the sort of keep an eye on thing.
Without question, those are the keep on. And you're right. Like, I keep going back to the fact that this was an oblique thing that he had early on in the season. He needed a little time to kind of get back up to speed, and it was fine for a long time, and then all of a sudden, oh, here's the oblique thing again.
Yeah.
I could easily be wrong. It could be something that is not even of that sort. But my brain goes, oh, if this thing has returned after that long of a time period, it might be a thing for real.
Yeah.
This does feel like a game, though, that you can make it work, even if you do not have one Derek Stingley, and knowing how he's taking away half of the field anecdotally and making it so that, you know, teams can't even really contend over there.
Yeah.
But... you know, I think Tre'Mont Smith has earned, at the very least, my respect, and I it feels very much like he's earned the trust of that coaching staff to step in when they ask him to.
Yeah, no, he has, but definitely two things you have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially moving forward.
Right. Because, look, your eyes are now set on sites that are a little higher and heftier than just week 16 versus the Raiders. You've got a lot ahead of you right now. hopefully even winning the division. Can we talk about this, John Lopez? The question is, who's the most indispensable offensive player?
Yeah.
Most indispensable offensive player. Remember, that's the that's the framework. Because you seem to be settling on a player that I find to be interesting here.
Yeah, let's also qualify it, non-quarterback category, as always, because we know that they are, by default, the most indispensable. But I kind of want to...
I don't know. Davis Mills back there.
Okay. You're a truther. I'm going to change my mind on something. It wasn't 2 weeks ago, maybe, where we were talking about, like, you know, who can you least afford to lose? Something along the lines of indispensable. And I said, Trent Brown. Because if you lose Trent Brown, all of a sudden the entire offensive line has to, you know, you have to have a shakeup again. And we didn't like it in the first place and all that. But I'm going to change my mind for a couple of reasons. The first reason being, even if you lose Trent Brown, I think the offense has evolved. We've heard from C.J. Stroud talking about how things have changed, D'Amico Ryans, how things have changed. It's not going to be great. It's not great right now in terms of the time you're getting. But I think the offense was also part of the problem. You know, his confidence level in running the offense and getting rid of the ball, backing up instead of, you know, the adjustments with the routes. We talked about that yesterday. More verticals and such. So I'm not going to sit here and say it's great, but I am changing my mind.
Yeah, I'm interested in that because you know who I had forgotten about? I hadn't thought about in forever.
What's that?
You remember Juice Scruggs?
Yeah, he's out there somewhere.
Jarrett Patterson.
I forgot about Juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason why I remembered it is I saw one of the media members tweeting about Nick Caserio's last three drafts and the various players that he drafted and how I believe only one of them is not with the Texans right now, whether practice squad, injury reserve, whatever. Juice Scruggs is one of those dudes with the Texans. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. But Juice Scruggs over there.
But keep in mind, we were okay with Titus Howard at right tackle, and we were okay in the limited time we saw Jarrett Patterson at left guard.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm changing my mind. And,
right.
And in fact, I'm gonna have C.J. Stroud talk about who I think is, and I'll show you some numbers, some of which blew my mind when I came across them. But let C.J. Stroud tell you about the most indispensable player.
It's been a lot, you know. I mean, it's been felt by everybody. I think, you know, Dalton is, you know, week in and week out worked very hard. You know, his leadership has gone to another notch. You know, his run game blocking, you know, and that just doesn't – it just helps more for, you know, his route running ability, which I think he's one of the best in the league at. So I'm just super proud of him. Glad he's, you know, a brother of mine, somebody I consider a great friend. And, you know, it's just really cool to connect to him. I think, you know, me and him have a chemistry that we could be looking at each other a certain way. We just know what we're going to do and make a play. So it's really cool to see. I hope I play with him for a very, very long time.
It's Dalton Schultz. It is, to me, without question, Dalton Schultz. Do you realize that he leads? First of all, did you realize this? He leads the team in receptions.
That's not too surprising, but I don't think that I had put it front of mind.
He's got six more catches than Nico.
Yeah.
He has 70 catches. Nico has 64. The next one?
Well, that does also make sense when they were running all the receivers on deep routes and then Dalton Schultz was able to sit down.
A lot of people don't realize that.
No, for sure. And that's fair.
He's got 70 catches. And then you heard CJ talking about, like, they've reached that point where they can look at each other, you know, and kind of know. And I think it played out with his touchdown on Sunday. But Dalton Schultz, to me, has become the most indispensable player for that reason and a number of others. And these are the numbers that just blew me away. I had to double check. With one more catch, so he's got 70. If he has one more catch, he's going to surpass Owen Daniels as having the best season by a tight end in Texans history.
Reception-wise. Yep.
Better than Owen Daniels. And this is the other one. If he has 10 more catches, there's three games left, he probably will have 10 more catches.
I'm guaranteeing he gets those 10 catches.
Yeah, exactly.
Which probably means that I'm going to be sniffing, smelling salts because anomaly happened that makes me very mad.
So if he has 10 more catches, his only three seasons in Houston, he's going to have more catches than Owen Daniels' best three seasons in Houston. Owen Daniels, his best three seasons, I don't have the exact number season by season, but he had 195 catches in it, you know, if you add up his best 3 years in Houston.
And that's best three consecutive years?
Just his best three seasons. His best three seasons in receptions was 195 catches total. Owen Daniels in just three seasons in Houston right now has 186. These are things that just kind of blew me away. And also when you kind of couple it with what we've seen with eye test and stuff, he's huge, man. He might be the most indispensable player on this offense.
It's a good point to be made. We've talked about this even dating back to before we felt like this offense was finding its level of groove was.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The whole idea of just stay ahead of the sticks. Yeah. Dalton Schultz was probably number one on the call sheet to help that happen because those routes, those option routes, those sit down circumstances in zone to just sit down and here's 5 yards, here's 6 yards to take that and go were big to make sure that you weren't in third and long, but rather third and four or third and two.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge, and that remains big. You heard your quarterback, C.J. Stroud, talk about his run blocking, which I'm going to be honest, cracked me up a little bit, but the willingness
is there.
He said
better.
It is better.
He didn't say great. He said better.
It is better. Shout out to Kate Stover being here, big dog. You big in here. Get in here and block. But the willingness shows up, and with the willingness that allows these leak outs that he's been doing, those to be incredibly useful. I love that he talked about like some of the off-script opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not sound like the idea of just look at it? Did that not sound like every great quarterback with their with their guy, particularly tight end?
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about, you know, obviously Mahomes and Kelce. That's one of those things when you talk about the magic that they have where there's almost a neural link of sorts where they just kind of have an idea, a hive mind circumstance because they've played enough together to have an understanding of what's happening. That's one of the things I was talking about with Jaden Higgins is like, is he going to, in those scramble drill circumstances, be able to get his numbers to the quarterback? Dalton does that really well.
Yeah.
Dalton does that real well. But the biggest thing for me that I heard were two words that CJ said in that clip that maybe make it even more important for me. Brother.
Yeah.
And leadership.
Yeah.
I think that what he means to CJ and what he means to this offense are important even outside of his production. His production, though, very important. Not trying to sidestep that. I think having CJ in the right mindset and having him be comfortable. We always talk about a tight end in the National Football League or in football in general being the quarterback safety blanket.
Yeah, the best friend.
He exists very much as that safety blanket for CJ on the field, but off the field, like they have a relationship that shows in all, it shines through. But the leadership, I think, also matters. And I can't speak specifically to it because I'm not in that locker room. But when you have an opportunity to hear from Dalton Schultz, he is the most forthcoming of anybody that you'll talk to in that Texans locker room. And I have a strong feeling that doesn't stop when it comes to the media.
After the media.
I think that probably is even more accentuated in a willingness to say what is necessary to be said. And so I can strongly envision him being a guy that, you know, helps keep that thing moving in the way that it needs to for them. So, yeah, no, I think that's huge. Plus, and the text line made a point of it. This probably speaks volumes to Nick Haley and his emphasis on tight ends
for sure.
In this offense.
Which is one of the reasons I was saying that about the offensive line. Look, I don't want Trent Brown to not be around. What I'm saying is I think you can almost see where Dalton Schultz, with all that stuff that we're talking about here, the connection, the body language, just, you know, a look and all this stuff, and confidence, and not just confidence with C.J. Stroud, but tight ends, how many times have we said it with the New England-style offense, you know, so integral in this offense. I think Dalton Schultz probably is Nico's up there, but I think maybe even ahead of Nico is probably the only true slam dunk Pro Bowler on this offense.
And what's fun is that it feels like he's getting better in these last few weeks. It feels like you're getting more opportunities to do some other things. And maybe this is a return to form, because he had gotten on a pretty nice stride in the middle of the season, which it was really evident because he was dealing with some nagging injuries, right? You talk about the shoulder, you talk about the knee. Those kept showing up, and he was playing really well. It waned a little bit, and I think we're back to a place where you're seeing Dalton Schultz apply his trade and really have his impact. Is there anybody who is a close second even? Is it just Nico Collins, like, probably, that we need to make sure that we put a note on?
Probably Nico Collins. But the other part about this that you may not have known, Dalton Schultz also leads all tight ends in the NFL in receptions. He has 70. Travis Kelce is second with 67. It's actually been quite refreshing, because just last year, weren't we wondering, hey, where's the production? You know, hey, where's the production that we signed up for with Dalton Schultz? And now, you know, again, he's statistically anyway, because he hasn't had as long a career here, you know, in the same conversation as Owen Daniels.
Yeah. He's been really good for him. He's been really good for him. How do you think that bodes for the opportunity to see continued growth? Because they keep talking about continued growth with this offense. And not to be the Debbie Downer, but here it comes. I don't know how much more you wring out of him.
I don't think you need to do a whole lot more. What you're getting this past weekend was one of his better games. But even if it's not to that degree, what you're getting is a guy that's going to finish between 80 and 85 catches and probably 4 or 5 touchdowns. But the touchdowns haven't been there quite as much. But nevertheless, for this offense, the confidence it's giving your quarterback and the offense, you don't need a whole lot more. Like I say, he's leading the league in tight end receptions. That alone, you know.
But that's what my larger point being, they clearly want to still get better at this, and maybe it's just being more efficient. And that probably is the thing that's available to them. But it's like, in highlighting how indispensable Dalton Schultz has been, I think it also brought me back to the idea of, okay, where are the places where they could still wring out more from this offense?
Maybe playing off of him, you know, because he's you know, people know this, you know, and how big of a weapon he was, especially this past weekend. You know, maybe just sort of using the other tight end more, and you know, using some of the coverages, because he's going to get most of the attention from whether it's the you know, nickel or slot corner or linebacker or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, using the other tight end more, like Cade Stover. We've seen him
start to get a couple of catches,
yeah. See if maybe there's more there. I think Higgins obviously is one of those where can you get him the football more to make some plays? And I think probably the biggest thing where you can wring out more production in this offense, I have not seen Christian Kirk show up for this offense. Mm-mm. I haven't seen you get the requisite value for what it feels like he was supposed to bring to this offense.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I'm with you. I expected a lot more. I think they did too, obviously. But
I'm to the point where I want to see more Xavier Hutchinson in those circumstances.
Hutchinson or Noel, you know, one or the other.
Are you at all letting off the gas on what was a popular refrain early on in the season, where it's like, get more Jalen Noel? Are you all letting off gas there?
I think I'm more resigned to the reality. You know, they're not going to do it. He's going to be a return guy and maybe just, you know, a sprinkle here and there.
Yeah, because I'm starting to do the thing where I second guess myself. Mm-hmm. You know, am I missing something?
Yeah,
with Jalen Noel?
I don't think you are.
Because it feels like there's opportunity for him to be useful. We saw it early on and just hasn't quite been there in the same way. And we've talked about the offense kind of having its development over the year. Is it something where they feel like he cannot be a factor in there? Because I feel like you started talking about overs.
Yeah.
That sounds like a deep over across the middle of the field. That sounds like something that I could get in
Kirk, you know, could get some of those because of the coverage that Nico's getting and some of the opportunities elsewhere. But it's not happening.
Yeah. So we continue to watch it. But shout out to Dalton Schultz. He deserves the credit. We gave him credit for being – for the toughness showing up. Mm-hmm. But you don't even have to put that qualifier on it. He's been really good for this Texans team. We'll see how it continues to show as they move along. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time for us to do our lunchtime confessions, and we will do those next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.